Back at it in the No Panic Zone. Hey, good to have you here. Please, if you haven't done it so far, go to the Steve Gruber Show Facebook page. Follow us, like us. For the latest in articles and stories and information, and different from most places you go, stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. And if you want a clearing source for just a pile of information, I mean, more than you can possibly consume, yellowgrade.com. An interesting place. Brand new website, Yellowgrade. The reason I bring it up is if you're going to consider your news, Yellowgrade gives you the opportunity to grade the articles. You read an article, you say, well, you know, that was from CNN. It wasn't very accurate. I didn't like it. I'll give it, you know, 25 points out of 100. But you read it. It was from stevegruber.com. And, man, that was on the money. It was worth 100. Give it a perfect score. Yellowgrade.com. Check it out. You can grade the news. And over time, it'll
get the latest now.
Perfect it. It'll perfect it as to what you want in your news feed. It's beautiful. All right. So a whole pile of things to get to as far as stories you may have missed yesterday. The president officially withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization. I applaud that move. The World Health Organization, like so many other organizations, controlled by the Chinese in large part, even though we foot the bill, the United States does. But President Trump officially withdrawing the United States from the World Health Organization, which he has repeatedly slammed throughout the coronavirus pandemic. The United Nations Health Agency has sustained an onslaught of criticism, not just from President Trump, but from leaders around the world. And Trump said the WHO really blew it for some reason, funded largely by the United States, yet very China-centric, which is true. The World Health Organization saying on January 16th that the coronavirus was not contagious. And they said that because, well, China said so. The notice of withdrawal was effective July 6, 2021. Submitted to the UN Secretary General. So there you go. We're out. Meanwhile, where is that? I need to find something here real quickly because I want to share a piece of sound with you that I think is really telling. Because I want you to understand what the – I'm going to give you a little bit of the squad here in a second, but we're going to start with Ilhan Omar at bite number two. Here is your Democrat Party. 2020. Rashida Tlaib, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, AOC. I present this because you need to know who they are. I haven't talked about them much lately because they've been hiding behind the coronavirus curtain. But here is your Democratic Party, Ilhan Omar, what they want to do to America. Bite number two. Go.
As long as our economy and political systems prioritize profit without considering who is profiting, who is being shut out, we will perpetuate this inequality. So we cannot stop at criminal justice system. We must begin the work of dismantling the whole system of oppression wherever we find it.
If it wasn't clear to you, let me go over exactly what she said. The criminal justice system, you know, defunding police departments and tearing down police departments is just the beginning. We must tear down the economy and the political system. We must begin dismantling it immediately. The economy and the political system must be dismantled. In case you missed it, that's what's happening. Other squad members, Tlaib and Pressley, continue to push for defunding of police agencies. And in fact, they put together a wide-ranging proposal released Tuesday, yesterday, to defund police departments and establish a reparations program for black Americans. Tlaib of Michigan, Pressley of Massachusetts, announced the BREATHE Act. We can start to envision through this bill a new version for public safety, a new vision for public safety, one that protects and affirms black lives, said Tlaib. The legislation has not been introduced. Ocasio-Cortez and Omar not announced as backers of the bill. Under the bill, federal funds to local police and federal agencies would be slashed and then diverted to pay for health care, education, environmental housing programs, whatever that is. It would eliminate federal programs and agencies used to finance immigration and customs enforcement, and the controversial Department of Defense 1033 program which transfers excess military equipment to civilian law enforcement. Other provisions include abolishing surveillance tactics disproportionately used to target minority communities, electronic monitoring, including ankle bracelets, those will go away, smartphone apps and other tools, ending civil asset forfeiture altogether, ending the three strikes law, and repealing laws that criminalize illegal immigration. Yeah, here is your Democrat Party 2020. Congratulations, but it doesn't end there. I've got more for you. This one from California. Church leaders speaking out after California Governor Gavin Newsom has banned singing in church. Yes, after weeks of protests in the streets, he's banning singing in church. Places of worship must therefore discontinue singing and chanting activities and limit indoor attendance to just 25% of building capacity, or a maximum of 100, whichever is lowest. That came from state health officials recommending churches have members sing online from their homes. Yeah. 11,700 new COVID-19 positive results on Sunday in a state of 35 million people. Okay. 6,366 people have died in California from COVID in a state of 35 million people. Sean Fecht, a Bethel Music worship leader and pastor in Northern California, called the order an unprecedented attack on the freedom of worship and said he is defying the Democrat governor's ban. For the last several weeks, tens of thousands of people have been gathering outdoors in cities across California, and they've been screaming and chanting and protesting, and all the while state officials are encouraging them to do so. And then now, as the church wants to gather just like we've been doing for thousands of years to simply worship God, they bring the hammer down against us. It's just, can you see the hypocrisy of how insane this is? Really is time that we take a stand and we fight back. Agreed. Agreed, Pastor. Agreed. It's time to do the right thing. And if you're ready to do the right thing and lose weight and feel great, it's My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. It'll get you there. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's a custom plan just for you. I did it 2.5 years ago. I recommend it to you today. Changed my life in some ways. It made my pants smaller, that's for sure. That's a good thing, right? I think so. Hiking up and down the mountains in Glacier National Park made it a lot easier. I can tell you that for sure. So there you go. You can find out more at GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com. There's a special right now. You could win a free 25-day weight loss program if you sign up for July right now. I hope you win, because either way, you win. If you lose weight, you win, and if you win the program, you win. Also, in these turbulent times, you need someone you can trust when it comes to your money. There's no question about that. The market's up and down, up mostly lately. Good thing I got in. I've been listening to the advice of my good friend and advisor, Craig Stiles, in Ameriprise. He can give you peace of mind. He's been through tough times before. He knows what it takes. And he also has the proprietary Desideri approach to your accounts. Desideri, it's unlike anything you're going to use, all right? It custom matches you to your needs, your goals, your financial, where you're going to go with your money. Desideri will get you there, unlike anything else. So trust the folks I trust, Craig Stiles and Ameriprise. Google it, Craig Stiles. Ameriprise, East Lansing, Michigan.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When I was little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Opioid addiction can affect anyone, any neighborhood, any day.
It happened to me.
I'm recovering.
I lost my son.
One in four patients on long-term painkiller therapy struggles with addiction. But together, we can stop the cycle and end this deadly epidemic. Learn more at michigan.gov/stopoverdoses. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.